What's up, folks? It's Lance, your boy Lance, Fight the Power Radio. We got a very special guest on tonight, if you read the blog. Also get it in studio tonight is my friend Ariel. What's going on, Ariel?
What's up, man? How you guys doing out there?
Okay, I was contacted. You know, we're on what I feel is we're certainly in the age of revelations. We're seeing everything come out in the open as far as government conspiracies. All the details are on TV, the Jesse Ventura show, breaking down HARP, all sorts of things. We're seeing signs of earthquakes and the total economic collapse of the world. Right, Ariel?
Yeah, right on.
And these things are falling in line with prophecy. And I was contacted, and you're going to meet him in a minute. You're going to meet Pamela and Brian. That he is in incarnation of Christ Jesus. Very heavy stuff. Now, I need to read the disclaimer. These views during this show are not supported or endorsed by Long Beach City College Radio, KCTY, or any of our affiliates in any way. This isn't a, we feel that we have the right of free speech still, why we still have the right of free speech. We're going to utilize that.
That's right. Amen to that.
So that's what we're doing. We're fighting the power.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go to our guests, and we're going to find out what is really going on in this world.
Fight the power.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, Pamela.
Hey there.
Hello. Yes, this is Pamela.
You're on.
Okay. Hi. This is Pamela Galoitley Marshall. I'm one of the reincarnated saints. I had to do extensive research over 3 years to determine I'm a biblical truth seeker, and I also had to determine ultimate truth. And by doing that, with the research I'd done, eventually I found our Creator, Jesus Christ, Yahweh, who is in Australia. His name in this reincarnation is Brian Leonard Galoitley Marshall. Marshall is the James Strong's Concordance of the Bible. The original James Strong's Concordance tells you the name of Yahweh. The last name is Marshall, which is a Hebrew Jewish name that is self-evident. But anyway, I'd like to introduce to the world and to your college audience our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Yahweh, Brian Leonard Galoitley Marshall.
Amen. Brian, Yahweh.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm okay. Very pleased and blessed to have this opportunity to discuss this in an open forum and allow people to hear your message without judgment before hearing the entire message and have people come to their own conclusions. You know, we are in the time of fake prophets and trickery. So everyone has to be aware of that. What can you tell us? If in fact you are Jesus Christ here in the last days on earth of the time of revelations, what can you share with us that will bring it to us?
It's quite an easy answer. It's all locked up in the Great Pyramid, which is an altar to the Lord. It's referred to in the book of Isaiah 19:19 and 19:20. However, it's all to do with solar eclipses and measurements of the earth. And as you know, in the book of Revelation, John is told to measure the earth.
Right.
So, basically, if you were to look for the most royal man alive, there's your answer right there. But the world has been taken over by Lucifer cults of all types, from Freemasonry to Zionism and so forth. And my genetics tell the story because via my mother and my father, that's the true line that comes down from King David via the Irish line of kings, the Scottish line of kings, and then finally over to Australia.
Right.
So, although that can be said as an argument for and against, to have the opportunity to talk to the young of your listeners who are open-minded and can do the research themselves.
So you are yourself...
500... videos on YouTube alone, and if you just Google my name, it comes up 56,000 times, and it's been going on for many years.
At what point?
The actual layout of the formation of creation, which is recorded in the solar eclipses, lunar eclipses, distances, miles, kilometers, nautical miles.
Okay.
To my place of birth and where I am actually talking to you from now.
At what point did you, during this life, did you come in knowing that you were Jesus Christ? Or was it revealed to you?
I should explain the word Jesus Christ. It refers to Yahweh coming to the earth for 33 years and ending in 33 AD on April the 3rd. So you've got Yahweh, which actually translates to Joshua, which means Jesus saves in Greek or English. And then in this incarnation, it's Lord Jesus and Christ. Christ meaning the anointed, being the royal line of King David. So this is what the Trinity is. You put the Yahweh figure, then the Jesus figure, which is the time frame of 2 BC, 17th of June, to April the 3rd in the Gregorian calendar, 33 AD. And then from 11th of January, 1944 onwards, this is the Christ era. So when we put it all together, to answer your question, I was approximately 4.5 years old when I became aware of it by an angel telling me. And then later on, approximately 5.5 years old, Mary herself appeared to me and told me things that even the Catholic Church wouldn't have known about the Dead Sea Scrolls, and that we were Essenes, and that it was going to take many years before I could actually overcome the evil of the earth. And this is what the message was when I was 5 years old. So the point being, I was very advanced as a child intellectually. And for example, at the age of two, I discussed with my brother the rotation of the earth, pi, the speed of light, and the forming of clouds in the atmosphere. And when you consider this to be able to do this at that young age, it is quite an astounding thing. And of course, there are witnesses to that. And I was able to memorize books entirely and didn't bother reading at all. I just had someone read me a book and I'd memorize it. So this is what I was able to do. And by the age of five, I realized that there was a very serious problem with adults on this earth, that they were totally devoured by something that I couldn't quite comprehend. And so it's taken, now I'm 66 years old now, it's taken up until this present moment to really get a forum where I can talk to people and give them the facts and let them decide for themselves. And that's all I've ever asked. It's because once you look at all of the details, the amazing miracles, which are numbering in the thousands, which I've revealed over the last 20 years on the internet, none can be disputed. And all I said was, hey, give me the people for an hour and that's it. They're mine.
Right. Well, Jesus, during his life, overcame and faced certainly real life struggles and oppression. It was, I think, a lot of the perception of when we say Jesus is that he's going to shoot lightning out of his hands or walk around healing people or everything's going to come to a snap. But in fact, if you do look at the life of Jesus at that time, he was a regular person, correct? You were alive, and you lived a real life. You lived a life of a real man. And
well, that's right. We are all made in the image of Yahweh. So if you go look in the mirror, you see God staring back at you, you're just going to realize it. Or if you want to see God in the flesh, go to any maternity ward, and there they are. But you've got to protect those little ones from the ravages of mankind, who has been devoured by Lucifer, or evil, or the devil, and this is what the world is all about. So we are on a giant chronograph of time, because we are going towards the Milky Way galaxy at 69,000 kilometers an hour, which is roughly 43,200 miles per hour, and we're going to be crossing that on the 21st, will be the last day of December 2012, so there is a lot of talk about doomsday. But it's not doomsday, it is the end of evil. This is when the thousand-year reign of Christ occurs. And if people talk about Armageddon, Armageddon is not for a thousand years. It's a reign of Christ for a thousand years and then Armageddon. So all this hype about the terrible things that's going to happen is not. We're just going to slowly overcome And that'll take the young of the world to do it, not the old people that are devoured. Because people are maybe brainwashed by the time they've left school, so it's got to be very careful how you teach the young.
Right. There is a, you know, a lot of the professors here at our college actually disagree with a lot of the teachings within the academia as a whole. They feel it's contrived and it's gearing us into this moral decay that we're seeing throughout society. You know, we're having bankers and people on, not everyone on Wall Street, but certainly people within Wall Street, the industry, are so open to writing up fake numbers, and it's just total collapse of the economy. What can we bring to our people to help restore that, to restore honor and dignity?
Yes, there's two points that the students should look up. One is Michael Behe, called Intelligent Design. I should make a comment on that because I believe it's not allowed to be taught in most universities and schools and colleges in America. And the reason for that is the soul is the blueprint of the DNA. When something dies, doesn't matter whether it's a tree or an ant or a human being, the DNA is controlled by its soul. Everything has a soul. All life has a soul. It all comes from the mother. So when something dies, the DNA ceases to function immediately. So the soul leaves. Now, I have seen souls leave the body on many occasions. Most people don't see things that I can see, but I've seen ghosts, for example. So they're real, of course, and angels are real. And when a person dies, they give up the ghost. This is literally what they're talking about in the
ghost. The ghost is the spirit outside of the body.
Sorry.
The ghost is the spirit outside of the body.
It's your soul.
It's your soul, and the soul. If we see a ghost here in your house, why is that soul in your house?
Well, it's not necessarily staying in your house. In my sister's case, for example, who was not a believer in anything. But when her husband died, 3 days later he came back and he apologized that he had to go, and then he left. Now, she was quite impressed with that for a while, but the human mind will take over and just say, oh, that was imagination. Well, it's not. This actually happened. So the soul doesn't hang around until it has to leave. This is the point. It's only temporarily going to stay until it feels it has to go, and then it goes. And the angels take the soul away. And then, when you reach the heavenly realm, you're told you've got to come back again, which is, you understand what is actually going on. Heaven is coming to the earth. This is what the Lord's Prayer is all about.
You're going back. For the most part, I would say a lot of Christianity preaches that there's no reincarnation.
Yeah. Well, if you look it up on the internet, you'll find there's probably 200 references in the Old Testament and New Testament to reincarnation. It's not really an argument point. You've got to remember that the Bible was put together by 47 Freemason scholars after the Vatican, or the Rome had put it together in 1537, and they had hundreds of books to choose from. Now, they are all on the other side. In other words, they aren't doing it for any other reason than control the masses.
So they withhold the information. The Masons actually dismantled the Bible with information because they felt that way they could maintain a level of control above the rest of the population.
That's exactly what it was for. See, Francis Bacon was a leading Freemason scholar in England at the time, and they joined together with 47 scholars out of the English universities to translate the Hebrew and Greek, not the Latin. And then they came up with the King James Bible, gave it to King James, whose mother had been beheaded when he was 21 years of age. And he had been king of Scotland since the age of two, when his mother was forced to abdicate. Now, she was queen of France, so he became king of France, king of Ireland, king of Scotland, king of England, king of Wales, when Edward de Vere nominated him via the dying breath of Elizabeth II to become king of England, which, as a Scotsman, they were worse than dogs, as far as an Englishman was concerned. So they was quite horrified to get a Scottish king. So when he was presented with the manuscript, handwritten manuscript by Francis Bacon to authorize, he said, no, I want to read it first. Well, that's the only thing King James did that was notary in his lifetime. He was aware that Freemasonry and the Khazar Jews at that time were behind the demise of England and the finances and so forth, and they were bringing in a Lucifer cult to have an authorized Bible, which they eventually got. But Edward de Vere was none other than William Shakespeare. That was his pen name.
Okay.
So that is why the King James Bible has this flavor of William Shakespeare.
So William Shakespeare wrote the King James version of the Bible.
1611 only, but remember, it is a Freemason attempt to control the masses, and it has done very well, but it's in the codes of the King James Bible. For example, when James Strong put together the Strong's Concordance in 1832, he came up with a total of 8674 words in the Hebrew section of the Old Testament dictionary called the Concordance, and 5624 in the New Testament. If you subtract these one number from the other, it gives you a total of 3050. So what you're saying is the Greek has been less in number, 3050 words, than there is in the actual Hebrew Old Testament. And what you've got then, the word 3050 is Yahweh, removed from the New Testament. And this is what the codes are telling you. And we can say, all right, what does the synchronicity of the 8674 word or number mean? So if you call that days and divide it by a solar year, it becomes 3.168 years. Then you go to Greek geometria, and what you have then is Lord 800, Jesus 888, and Christ 1480. You put them all together, and you've got 3168. So that is Lord Jesus Christ. So in other words, the Hebrew Old Testament Strong's Concordance has encoded in it 8674 words, which translate as years or days to years, 3168 years. Now, what that basically means is the whole thing is like saying, okay, Yahweh, go ahead, give it your best shot. Do your Bible, translate what you like, build your churches. I'm coming back. When I'm back, I'm going to take over, and that's it. Coming back as a baby, which is Isaiah 9:6. And the born part is 11:1, so the 96th day of the year I was conceived. And that's the 95th day of the year in Bethlehem, which was the resurrection date in 33 AD. And then you've got the 11th of January, which is Isaiah 11:1. So you take those two verses, and then you go through them, and you select every seventh letter of the Hebrew of those two verses in the original language, and totally numbers up, because each of those letters have a number value in Hebrew, which is called gematria. When you add them up, that's every seventh letter of both of those verses, they come to 888. 888 is Jesus in Greek gematria. Now, I can talk like this till
right.
As long as you like.
Right.
Days at a time, I can talk like this and give you fact after fact after fact. And
okay.
Lance, go ahead.
Okay, sorry, Brian. Yahweh. Okay, this is an amazing interview here, folks. We're going to take a minute. Can you stick with me, Brian?
Of course.
Okay, let me get into another track here. You're listening to KCTY, Long Beach City College Radio, Fight the Power show. My boy Ariel?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think about this interview so far, Ariel?
Well, I just think that Yahweh, I've heard the term before. But what separates this guy from any other cult following, you know? He claims he's the one, he's the Jesus, but so many people, I mean, it reminds me of a song, you know, like, what if God was one of us, you know? And actually, it's just...
Well, we can get back into that.
Hello?
After the break. Hold on, Brian. We're going to let you speak with Ariel. Ariel has some good points of view. We're going to get into this track, Pamela. Relax. Enjoy this one. Some Nas here with the message.
Fake thug, no love, you get the slug. CB4 gusto, your luck low. I didn't know till I was drunk though. You freak, played out, give the 8 out. Prostitute turned, got the gauge out. 96 ways I made out. Montana way, the good FELLA. Verbal AK spray, tip the tattoo, jump out the range, empty out the ashtray. I
glasses, A, making mad cashes, clay, red dot plots, murder schemes, 32 shotguns, regulate with my thuns, 17 rocks gleam for one ring, they let me let y'all know one thing, it's one life, one love, so there could only be one king, the highlights of living, Vegas style, roll dice and linen, and terror spinning on millenniums, 20G bets, I'm winning them, threats, I'm sending them, Lex with TV sets the minimum, ill sex, adrenaline, party with villains, a case of demisec to chase the Henny where any click, with the semi-tech, who want it? Diamonds, I flaunt it. Chicken heads flock, I lace them. Fried broil with basil, taste them. Cracking legs way out of formation. It's horizontal how I have them. Be in the Benz wagon. Can it be vanity from Last Dragon? Grab your gun, it's on though. It's grimy. Real, oh, in broad daylight. With the broke Mac, it won't spray right. Don't give a...
Violent like Ben Siegel, I'm anti-evil, plus I touch a desert eagle, my life's illegal, slaves in prisons are equal, the devil's lethal, he killed 100 million people, I'm Darkman, Iceman, Lai, Wu-Tang Clan, Trafficante, Sensei, Caprende, my Marine Corps, straight from the Trojan War, Black Cape Crusader, trapdoor, flamethrower, stuck a chain store when I was dirt poor for mommy war, next week the Germans had me on a bulletin board, I beat that case, they couldn't identify my face, I'm triple darkness, silence, I have to erase. Me and my Wu pirates start riots with Osiris. Math, I apply it. Kill you, but I'm quiet. Respect the abbot. It's love or loss. Shine like a shooting star. Sting with the cobra claw. What?
Boom, world order. 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 Boom, world order.
Enter through the cave of your ear in a high pitched silent tone only a door could hear and impregnate you with the wisdom of the wolf. Then your subconscious dreams come consciously true. Have you in such deep thought? Your pulse and blood pressure so low. Do diagnosis corpse. Have an out of body experience. Clear no interference. Everything with physical form. Lose appearance. Become one with the formless. Now you feel your strongest. Escape time will last. You live for the longest. Love 1,000 years in a day. Without opening your mouth, you say everything you wanted to say. Attracted to the core of the earth, I stay grounded. The sun in the center of this, I'm surrounded by planets in the mist that spins the wind chill. But my light melts your snowflake for 93 mil. All who have an ear, let them hear every bill. Cause one ear of corn can produce a cornfield. And one cornfield can produce the corn meal. The bread from the body of Christ, all is filled with the truth of life inside your bone marrow. You can make it physical as large as your shadow. Whether space is cyber or optic is fiber. Become a Wu multimedia subscriber. And hibernate the Wu tape in your mental state. Let it meditate. Sit back and await the orders. For this you don't need no tape recorder. So let's prepare for the Wu world order. 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 Wu world order.
What's up? KCTY, Fight the Power Radio. My boy Ariel setting in with this one. This is an exclusive. Oh, we have Yahweh, the incarnation of Yahweh. And we're going to find out what's really good. I received a message through MySpace. Yeah, sure, MySpace. But I'm all very well connected. The world is awake. There are people out there that are waking up to the realities of the world and how it has been. This is the time, I feel, is the time of revelations. We're seeing the world totally fall apart, but it's also an opportunity for great change within our world and within our system. And this lady had sent me a message. Her name is Pamela. And I had read it, and I felt that it was credible. I felt that there was some, you know, my discernment level, I feel, is pretty well on these topics, and we're gonna go a little bit further now with Brian, Yahweh, Jesus, the current incarnation of Jesus, Brian, in Australia, along with Pamela. Let's get a little bit further into this interview. Pamela.
Yes.
Okay, we're back.
All right.
Now, Ariel had a question for Yahweh on how basically, you want to state that for us, Ariel?
Yes, I just have a question, Yahweh. Say it right, Yahweh?
Yes, Yahweh O'Brien. His name in today's world.
Okay, Yahweh. Sounds very interesting.
Are you there, Pamela?
Yeah, I'm still here.
It sounds very interesting to me, everything. I know about the relation to where in our last times everybody says, such as John Higgy says it. You know, different people on TNBN say it, TNN say it. But the thing is, what separates you, Yahweh, from any other prophet that wants, like, the wannabe prophet that wanted to say, like, the founder of the Mormons or the founder of the Buddhism people? What separates you from other occult leaders starting their own religion, cult religion, if they have under their name? What separates you from all the other ones?
Yahweh, are you still there? Yeah, I think the signal dropped. I just heard
I
phone.
Yeah, I actually did hear a noise.
So I can give you an explanation.
Okay.
First of all, I'd like to say, for 3 years I've been messaging Congress, and I've had the opportunity to meet Dennis Kucinich and correspond with Ron Paul. Dennis Kucinich didn't dismiss my emails to him because I was mentioning the fact that I knew that Bush was not a good man, and that he was one of the antichrists in the country right now.
Okay, so
I mean,
Bush Jr., the son.
Yes.
It was an antichrist.
There are various people set up throughout the world's governments in most of the countries that are there, and they're an antichrist beast agenda, the New World Order. And they have certain other reincarnations that are predominantly evil, and they are, I don't want to go into all those details. But what I'm trying to tell you is this, that Yahweh has all the proofs. He has. I wouldn't have had the opportunity to meet with Dennis Kucinich. I wouldn't have been asked to go to Ron Paul or Dennis Kucinich when they were both running for president. They both invited me to different campaign events, all right, dinners and different engagements. And I've also. So the reality is, they knew that I was. They knew there'd be someone. The saints come in Revelations. There's 144,000 that are mentioned.
Right.
Those are the saints that wake up. All right. The saints, the Holy Spirit wakes up, and they wake up to the fact that they know they're reincarnated. They wake up to their past lives, recognition of their past lives, and they realize that their my intent and purpose was to be a biblical truth seeker, to find the truth, find out the names of the sons and daughters of perdition, and I have those listed on my site. And what I'd like to emphasize to all of you learned students in college, you know, who love knowledge and like seeking wisdom, and of course, a lot of young people have high ideals and visions for what they'd like to see the world to be like, and they'd like to have a world in peace and have a world that's spared of people and not have the social injustices that occur.
Right.
And the tragedies of what we see around us in the current situation. But his site on YouTube is Michelle Nye, NYE, like Nancy Yankee Edward. He's got 490 videos, all of which are compelling. They compel you to realize he is who he is. He's got the pyramid prophecy, the full interpretation of the lost books of Nostradamus, the illustrations. He has the travels of the Israelites from Great Britain, Ireland, and Scotland, and they are all over the world. Okay. He has the star Bethlehem, which is the planetary alignment of Mercury, Jupiter, and Venus. And he has one of Carl Sagan astronomy software, and he does all the proofs of his birth in the Christ timeline of June 17th, 02 BC, his birth in this timeline of January 11th, 1944. He has all, if you look at the proofs, and the other remarkable thing about him, he owns half share ownership of a gold mine in Australia. A gentleman down there owned a gold mine and realized after getting to know him that he was Yahweh, and so he let him buy into half ownership of the gold mine, and Yahweh already has a gold certificate printed up so that when he takes over, he's got the economy reestablished.
So we're going to go. You're saying we're going to go. Yahweh is going to bring back the gold standard.
Gold certificate.
Gold certificates.
Yeah. The reality of economies, the strength of your economy is your labor. That's why this country has, we had a self-sufficient economy in this country until Bush and Clinton and then the other Bush did NAFTA, CAFTA, and SAFTA. And it's unfortunate for the people who, you know, in other countries, third world countries, even you know, poor regions of the world like Mexico and India and you know, China, different countries that are, you know, have had economic depression, which has been by design by the evil empire that's in existence right now. They build up an economy, then they pillage it, literally rape it, and then they break it down. And that's what, if you look at history of democracies, the rise and fall of democracies, and that they do it repeatedly. They go from one region of the world to another. And the other evident thing about the evil empires, you look at the history of Vietnam, and true Vietnam veterans know the story of what happened there, that they were sent over there, to that situation based on a lie, with the Bay of Tonkin being based on a lie, and that they pulled different things from Vietnam, opium, they pulled out oil and tin chromium, and then they went in Afghanistan right now, they're pulling out opium, and they pulled out oil, they depreciate their economy, their dinar down to nothing, and they also have obviously killed people, innocent people that didn't deserve to die, and if you know the true story of 9/11. So,
why don't you give your point of view?
My point of view, okay, let me explain a little bit about me, all right? I'm a registered nurse in this lifetime, all right? I woke up to my past life as Mary Ruth, and I've had other reincarnations besides just Mary Ruth, because in the Bible, there's a passage in the Bible that's still in there that says, tried in the furnace 7 times like silver. That means you have to have a minimum reincarnation of 7 lifetimes to perfect your soul. And so there are people who either were pre-designated by Yahweh from the heavenly kingdom to come back more than 7 times to do missions for Yahweh. And that was my destiny, to do, being here in the time of Revelations, as there are other saints that I know of in existence right now that are in the world. And it's my, also in respect to what I'm all about, I'm a biblical truth seeker, but also my responsibility is to gather the saints, 144,000 that are mentioned in Revelation. And there are saints I've already contacted, and they know their past lives, and they're doing missions for Yahweh. And but the most beautiful thing about Yahweh, and people have to understand this about God, he's a God of love and peace. In other words, if you look back to the Old Testament, where there's the part about where it says Abraham is supposed to sacrifice his son Isaac on an altar.
Right.
Well, Yahweh never put that in the Bible. Okay, the Talmudic false Jews did. All right, the false Jews. You got to comprehend the word false, and so he's not a God of wrath.
I read something in the I don't know what passage it is or what scripture it is, but it meant a lot to me at a time when you're trying to figure out who God is, and at times I'd feel like God hated me. But it was basically, the passage was that God receives no enjoyment through your death. He doesn't, there's no satisfaction in us and us being in pain or suffering or and ultimately leading to a life of death.
Uh-huh.
That's not what God wants, right?
God is merciful.
God wants us to have a good life and be full of love. And a lot of people are fearful of God. They think God is condemning them for everything, from even dancing to what clothes they wear, to what music they listen to. when that's not really the real thing, is it?
No, I'm going to tell you. Here's another site called www.holyconspiracy.com, and my site is peacenowwhitedove@myspace.com and peacenowwhitedove@YouTube. But the reality of God is this. He's already spent nearly $100,000 in New Guinea to cure. He's got teams of poor people. He's supplementing their budget. They have no budget to begin with. They can't afford to feed themselves. They've got 3 families who are curing people in New Guinea of AIDS, cancer, TB, malaria with a colloidal silver ozonation and a magnetic generator if people have lymphatic.
Now hold on. Colloidal silver. Some people are going to say that sounds wacko, but it is a proven science. It's an antiviral.
Antibacterial, antifungal, and not only that, but there's other products like MMSO. There's different products that there's homeopathic medicine. See, the Essene Jews use the art of healing with the hands. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. You get the hot hands, like if you know of any Reiki healers.
Like Reiki, kind of, right.
Reiki healers. Plus, you use in combination with homeopathic medicine, and it performs miracles, and that's. But he has spent close to $100,000 already trying to subsidize this whole project of getting these people cured. And so far in New Guinea, they've cured 27,000 people. So we have a situation where these poor people who live in the barest bones environment you know, dilapidated, almost like, you know, shanty town appearing wood-boarded structures where you can see that the, mm-hmm. if you look at those videos, you can see the daylight between the boards. And a lot of these people don't even have electricity. They don't have running water. They go to a common well for the water supply. But Yahweh is furnishing them with the equipment to do the cures for these people because that's part of his task as Yahweh, because he has to cure the poor and the meek. Remember in the Revelation says the poor and the meek?
They shall inherit the earth.
Yes. But we can be inheritors of the earth too if we're like Christ, if we really make an effort to change reality. Do something. You see a situation where you're displacing people because of loss of jobs, or they're out in the streets, they don't have a home. Well,
help them.
Walk. The whole emphasis, Jesus taught the way. And that's
right.
The one thing that through the 3 years of research I did, the one thing that stuck in my mind, Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. So the way is the way that he taught when he came to earth in the Christ timeline, which was, and he demonstrated, and it followed the Gospels of Jesus, all right? And the Bible and the followers of the way were many, and they were the Essene Jews, all right? And that's where the Aramaic version of the Dead Sea Scrolls originated. They wrote those, all right? Plus, the Bible is inscribed in the Giza Pyramid. And along with the Bible in the Giza Pyramid are the names of the saints and the prophets and the Mayan calendar. Because during the Mayan era, two angels appeared to the Mayans and showed them some of their homeopathic scientific advancements and also the future of the Judgment Day prophecy. That's how they knew that, because the angels that appeared to them were like 7.5 foot tall, white with blonde and white hair and blue eyes.
Are they called, or would that be called the Nimeru, or I'm not sure how you pronounce it.
Nimeru, and you got to understand, is what's really difficult, and it was for me until I finally figured it out. I figured out there are no UFOs. That's a hoax.
That's a hoax. That's UFOs are a hoax, folks.
Yeah, because they do it with halogens and lasers. And
Project Blue Beam.
The Nazis developed the facsimiles of, you know, they do have some, you know, reverse magnetic aircraft that can fly around, but there are no, the only planet in this universe that is inhabited is Earth.
Okay, Ariel wants to get in on that, Pamela.
All right, bet you would.
Okay. Sounds interesting and everything, but I have a question. You know, how can a leader or Yahweh come from the history behind Australia, right? How the English brought down made it like a prison camp, and they left them there as they had their own things they wanted to do, their laws and everything. They're unlawful. So how can a prophet of God come from an unlawful place, such an unlawful place, and say it's the light of the world?
Wait a minute, coming from Australia?
Australia was England's prison.
Yes.
Well, then, yeah, it was a penal colony, but originally it was.
So how could Yahweh?
Was, the Garden of Eden.
Right.
How and could it's very fun to be in the Garden.
Ariel, Pamela is stating that Australia was what it was the first garden is actually the Garden of Eden, correct?
Right. Originally, it was the Garden of Eden.
I've read in the Bible before that. The Garden of Eden happened in Africa, and the Euphrates River, the other river in there.
Well, if you look at his videos, he's got it all calculated out with the measurements.
Separates Yahweh from like the founder of Mormonism or of Jehovah Witnesses or different things like that? He's just being hyped up right now because of all. Of course, all the things are happening. You say the signs of the times are happening, right? That's what you're saying.
Right. Yes. Revelation is happening. The Lord has to be in the world. When you see the culmination of evil, you know he's got to come back and do the true revelations, because if you've ever researched all the different religions, you find elements of truth and elements of falsehood, okay?
Right. That's
so
all
nothing
religions.
Really fits in well with the puzzle of how you conceptualize God.
When
you understand the drive behind Freemasons created the Protestant religion.
Right.
Yes, I know. But yeah, the thing
and,
is,
and, you know,
they changed certain things. They changed, and the Freemasons came in and changed and altered parts of the Bible to withhold the information, to create a separation from us, from God, from knowing God, the real God, in order, and they put different things in there to separate us and confuse us.
Yes,
right.
And, also
and then the Vatican and the Pope Constantine, and then the false Simon Magus, or Simon Peter Magus, the false first pope. You figure it out eventually that the Vatican set up the Islamic faith and the Catholic faith. The Freemasons set up all the Protestants plus Buddhism and Hinduism, because if you look at the cross symbology, if you look at a Hindu temple, mm-hmm. the black and white squares, tile floors, okay, and you see some of the crescent and the star, there's cross symbology that goes in between the religions. You can see it. So the reality is this. Yahweh never created organized religions, all right? That's the reality, okay? So the way was, if you remember the Story of Jesus movie that was out there where it said he got mad at the money changers in the temple?
Okay.
He overthrew the
temple. Yeah, I'm familiar with the story.
Took a whip. He was mad for them selling pigeons and making money and you know, in the temple where it was supposed to be reserved for a place of prayer.
Right.
Remember? Well, that kind of gives you an indication when you look at... You can look at a simple country church. We have a simple pastor, and they don't have a lot of folder. All you know, they aren't looking to build on an annex or make a second church down the road, or they aren't part of a huge business of churches. You realize that the simple church, you know, sticking with the gospel of Jesus, where they actually make an endeavor to help their community and help the less fortunate. That is kind of the way, you know, what I'm saying, where they aren't looking to make. Fortune off his name.
Right.
That sounds very interesting.
We're gonna have to pause, guys. I got to get into another track. You're listening to KCTY 107.7 Long Beach City College Radio. We're live and online at kcty.org. And our new site looks like it's going to be up in a minute. KCTY 107.7 FM, the city. Let's listen to some new music.
Should I call back again?
Just hold there for me, Pamela. Just hold there.
Okay.
That's Muse, man. They're rocking out. They're huge right now.
Yeah. Rolling Suicide.
Up, it's KCTY Fight the Power Radio, folks.
What's up, man?
Boy Ariel, yeah. We got a very special guest. When you have Jesus Christ on your show, the incarnation of Jesus Christ, you know that's going to be a heavy show. Okay. So, what did you think so far, Ariel?
So far, I realize that the end of times is near, and things are happening in the world like in Revelations, like it's supposed to happen, like the earthquake in Haiti. Or flooding.
Are you there, Pamela?
Flooding in
Okay.
Louisiana, you know.
We just had another earthquake today.
Yeah, actually we did. So it's very interesting. But how do we know the one called Yahweh that is coming is not indeed?
There was another earthquake today?
I believe there was one in what, Taiwan?
Well,
there was a small one in Taiwan, I believe, 4.4.
Yeah, if you look at Yahweh's videos, Brian's videos, he explains how the Haitian earthquake occurred. And what was the cause of it? He has it precisely.
You're saying it's HAARP, right? The former black ops operation up in Alaska was on Jesse Ventura's show.
More than one HAARP system throughout the world. Yahweh, knows all about that. But whatever you want to ask him, he has the answer for it there.
Yahweh.
Brian?
Yeah.
Ariel has a question for you.
Yahweh.
Yeah.
Hi, Yahweh. How you doing? I have a quick question.
Good.
The end of times is near, right? Is that what you guys believe?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
The fullness of time is the crossing over the Milky Way galaxy on the 21st of December, 2012.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. And what really makes? So I'm listening to this as you're not really biased or anything, but the average listener might be saying this: like, what makes him so special? Why? Well, what if he is the Antichrist in disguise, you know?
Right, right.
Why is he, should we trust him? And in this growing time, in this hard time, everybody wants to be the leader. Everybody wants to say, okay, follow me. This is the right way to do. Good stuff is good to do for all people and humanity. But a good person just doesn't have all the power in the world to change things. You know, you could be a good person and still go to hell.
What separates you from just a good guy?
Yeah.
Are you on medication? You know, that's what he's trying to get towards, you know? You know, there's a lot. We've seen past people say they're Jesus.
Watch those 500 videos of mine and then come back and ask the question next week.
Okay.
I think you'll have answered it yourself.
Well,
Daryl, that's your homework.
Oh, great.
Yeah, okay.
You're getting homework now.
You told your studies, so. But you need to take a little bit of time out there for God. It's self-evident who he is.
But what is the real thing? I mean, we're seeing so many different things come out right now as far as the information about, like, the Federal Reserve, about HAARP, that are real. They're not conspiracies. They're realities. I mean, why is it coming? That's what I'm saying. We're in Revelations because things are being revealed to us.
But, you know,
exactly.
But,
well, it's all predicted, isn't it?
Right. It is falling into place. It is falling into place. When you think of what the word Revelations is, things are being revealed. Now, we have a wide cross-section of listeners. Some people aren't as well as informed as we are or as I am, and obviously not as you or Pamela, Yahweh. But what is your real basic principles of your teaching is, of Jesus' teaching was, to go into your community and to help people, right?
That's all you got to do. Now, in North America, you've got the FEMA camps.
Right.
0.6 and 800 of them. You've got the straw man, if you can look it up on the internet. I've got a free download of a book that I've written at lulu.com. It's called The Straw Man Burner. Sorry, Straw Man Burner.
Right.
Read that. And you'll find that the Federal Reserve Bank is owned by the Rothschilds and several other groups out of America and in particular the London. And you have a fortune tied up with your birth certificate. Birth certificate is actually a death certificate. That is why there's wars and people die and there's these diseases, and I'll get into diseases in a moment. So what happens is that when you are born, $1 million or so is put into an account through Washington to go onto the stock market, and that sits there, and then when you die, you are the straw man. That goes back to the government.
They redeem the amount of money that they didn't spend on you, right?
Well, it's when you sign for a credit card or any mortgage, they are taking the money straight out of your account. You are given your own money to pay off by your taxation. It is the most gross evil thing that you could possibly imagine, but this is what the governments do. So every government in the English-speaking world, at least, are involved in that.
When you're born, you're saying that there's money allocated for the minute you're born.
Right. And if you're born, well, within 49 days, your mother fills out the forms from the hospital or wherever to go to the registrar and register you as a baby born. Now, when that registrar gets hold of that application, it's taken before a Supreme Court judge in closed quarters,
mm-hmm.
and the judge asks if that name, your name, is here in the court. And, of course, you don't answer. And then you are declared intestate. And what that means is you are dead without a will. So anyone who dies in the modern world and they don't have a will, it becomes the government responsibility to take it into intestate. And then they assign the people that would be normally your inheritors, might be your daughter and son and relatives. In the case of the straw man account, however, that could be worth, like, say, I'm 66 years old now, I'm probably worth $180 million because it's been on the stock market since I was born, 49 days after I was born, and that is called your birth certificate. It comes from the maritime law that rules all nations.
Right, the UCC.
It means as a ship is drawn out of the water onto dry land, it's giving a berthing certificate so that the goods on board the ship can be sold. That's standard marine law. So when a baby comes out of mother's womb out of the water onto dry land, it is giving a birth certificate. That number is your straw man, and you become a non-entity. You are declared dead, and that is what the Book of Revelation 666 is all about. You can't buy and sell unless you're declared dead. That's the mark of the beast.
Wow. And okay, a lot of people think that the mark of the beast, Brian, just let me get in here for a second.
Mark of the beast is that number.
Is that number. Now, a lot of people believe that it's going to be implemented through an RFID chip. I mean, what is the mark of the beast?
Oh, no, that's just smoke and mirrors.
That's smoke and mirrors.
Ever since you were born.
And how will they identify you then, that you're not the one? Will it be a card? Will it be a thumb scan or what?
Well, you don't need any of that. All that is all smoke and mirrors, as I say. You've already got your death certificate, which is called your birth certificate. That's it. Your number and your tax file number is what you pay it off with. They have loaned money on your name as a dead person, as a straw man, which means you have no soul, and that is now registered on the U.S. stock market in the commerce section and traded in the likes of Forex, which is an international currency trade.
The Forex market.
Forex market. Well, anything where they can make money off you, that's been traded.
Stock, bonds. Yep.
Stock, everything. Stock, bonds, you name it. So at the end of your life, that money is then put back into the coffers of the government. And you don't, your family don't know about it, you didn't know about it, that you were a dead entity all those years, so that when you sign for a loan, it is automatically, the money is manufactured on your signature out of your account. And then they get you to pay it off and pay taxes all your life.
So you're basically, from birth, you're enslaved.
Exactly.
You're enslaved.
Right. That's what it means. Is that what it means by we're born into bondage?
Yes.
You're born into bondage.
Right. And that's some deep revelations right there. There's a lot of different interpretations to what that means, and you're born into bondage. We're born into as a slave.
If you quote from the Bible, you've got a bit of a problem there.
Okay.
Because it is a Freemason translation from the Catholic translation of selected words and deletions of what they wanted to say. One of the biggest deceptions is Jesus will be coming in the clouds on a horse.
Right.
But the other one is that you're going to rise up and float up into heaven to meet Jesus coming in the clouds. Like, give me a break.
Is there going to be a rapture?
There's no rapture. The rapture's not even in the Bible.
You hear that, folks? No rapture. The rapture is a fake teaching by these false prophets and false teachers at these churches that receive government money.
Absolutely.
Once you receive that government money, your church is totally corrupt. Period.
Totally corrupt. So why is it that the likes of Billy Graham didn't, when he was alive, tell you about the straw man? They all know it.
That's a great point. Now, do these people know all this? Do they know these things? Or are they just ignorant or not knowing?
No. You don't become a 33 Mason unless you are aware that Lucifer is God. That's part of it. Once you hit the 33 degree, and there's several other that, I think there's 13 higher than that, which just goes into the governments. You've got the skull and bones, President of the United States. Give me a break.
Well, the next thing. Well, can I interrupt a moment, please?
Sure.
Barack Obama is a Freemason. Bush is a Freemason.
All the presidents are Freemasons, basically.
Yeah, they're all in these secret societies, and that's what, remember JFK and his
JFK.
Videos? You know, he cautioned.
He spoke about that. We needed to eradicate secret societies.
Yeah.
All right, Lance, let me ask you a question. How long do you think I would have survived getting a bullet talking about these things for the last 20 years? They've tried to kill me many times. Ironically, it doesn't work. The reason it doesn't work is because I am who I say I am. And you are who I say you are, God in the flesh. You are all God in the flesh, and they don't want you to know it. They want you to be dead.
I you know what, I understand that, and I believe that a lot, because a lot of the Freemasons, part of their magic is they're using the quote-unquote magic, or the mystery part of it is, or you're telling us that that's the hidden parts that was in the original Bible. They're just using the good parts, or not the good necessarily the good, whole good parts, but the particular magic element that we are empowered, that we can be illuminated, that we could be one, you know, and they want to keep us separated.
The reality is this. There are some secrets that they've kept. The reality is that you are God in the flesh, but you have a female soul, because Yahweh is the Alpha, okay? He's the male soul. And I guess, Yahweh, if you'd want to explain the concept of Adam and Eve and the origin of creation from that point.
Oh, the all these things are parables. You must remember that the word parable in Hebrew is marshal, okay?
Right.
So when you say a parable, what does a parable mean? Well, first off, it's my name. Number one. Number two, it's talking, it is life. It's an allegory. So when you go into the Adam and Eve story, you've got Yahweh, the Lord, walking in the garden, and this is in the heavenly realm, and they decide that they're going to sin. Okay. So out of the side of Adam originally was Eve was taken. Well, out of the side of Yahweh in the creation it is saying it is like Adam and Eve. The creation of the female comes out of the side of Yahweh. So this is the female comes to the earth, and that's the mother of all living, and that's it, identified by the likes of Michael Behe in Darwin's Black Box, that the mitochondria of all human beings goes back to a female. Okay. So in the Great Pyramid, you've got the base of the pyramid laid out at 365.24 pyramid inches, which is one day equals one year. So you've got a 90-year period until the end. And that started with Lunation Zero, which was the 18th of December, 1922. That's when the astronomers set the moon at Lunation Zero. They were inspired to do that. Angels caused them to do it. So then we start the countdown. So we have the base. And the base has then been shrunk by 286.1 pyramid inches. So I think, all right, let's look up the number 2861 and see what it is in the Hebrew concordance. And it is the word espousal male. Because the base is now shrunk, when it gets up to the average land mass height of the Great Pyramid, which is 454.58333 feet, it can't go any higher than that because that's the average land mass of the entire Earth. In other words, if you were to leave no land in a valley and no land in a mountain and level it all off, you'd have the height, average height of the land mass being the same as the Great Pyramid. So you say, well, how do they know that? Well, they know it because the angels told them. Now, what that all basically means is the capstone is too big. And that is Psalms 118:22. So if you look that up, you'll see that, have you ever heard the scripture? The stone the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. That word has been changed from pyramid. So what it's basically saying is that the churches of mankind in the last 100 years have, which is what the Great Pyramid's prophecy is all about, because it can't be read until Lunation Zero of the moon. And then you can start each layer of masonry lines up with a solar eclipse, and that's why I was talking about solar eclipses before. And we then say, okay, we've reduced the base down. That means the place where the capstone was going to fit in its fullness, its full size, can't fit. So it's been rejected. It's too big. In other words, no one will believe my story when I get in. That's what the basic principle of the Bible, although it's leaking at the seams with Lucifer indoctrinated interference in it, it does carry some of the words which is locked up in what I'll tell you before about the Hebrew concordance numbers and the actual verse numbers. The verses numbers didn't come into it until the 12th century. So they were also inspired. So you've got concordance numbers, you read a verse, you look up the verse number, see what it says in the concordance for that number, and I'll tell you what's in the verse. That's divine. It goes on and on and on with...
There's a sacred mathematics here.
Years and years and years.
Right. Ariel had another question for you. Yahweh. Ariel had another good question for you.
Hi, Yahweh.
Go ahead.
I'm listening to what you're saying, and a lot of it...
Go ahead.
A lot of it is makes sense and to the way that what the time says and everything, but the Bible also said that in the end of the days, there will also be many false prophets.
Right.
You know, and... The Antichrist is a prideful person. He's not like a little sheep going to just hide behind something. You know, you sound like you're a very charismatic person, Yahweh. What would not tie you to be called a false prophet if all this is true? I mean, and in the days, they said there'll be many false prophets speaking in my name and doing my tricks and my things that I do. But they would be, you know. So and my question is, what makes you think that you are the Yahweh and not just another prophet, not a false prophet, like the Bible speaks of in the end of days is happening now.
Great. Let's hold on that. Yahweh, can we hold on one last segment?
Yeah,
folks,
yeah.
We're going to KCTY.org. Hold on to that. Hold on to that thought. Great question, Ariel. We'll be right back.
Well, I didn't hear the question, Lance.
Let's carry it over, guys.
All right.
He repeated the same question he did before. What makes you... not being a false.
See, I remember I was just a loner. Look at me.
I dream, you dream, we all dream big dreams. I dream, you dream, we all dream big dreams.
I'm on top permanently, but I stay in the streets, and I won't stop bringing that heat. It's my dream. Say it's my dream.
I had a dream I would rise to the top. You haters like it or not. Who number one? I got my eyes on your spot. The West Coast treat me like I was pot. Now all I need is the whole world to bang. Crooked eye on your block. I'm out the hood if you couldn't tell. I've been shot at, stabbed, and put in jail. I've been homeless in places you wouldn't dwell. Feel these words as if they were put in braille. I did not lose cause I knew that I couldn't fail. Now on this track, me and Akon are cellmates. My 16 so fly, I call them jailbait. And I'ma take us to the T.O.P. Put this on G.O.D. Homie, the C.O.P.
Yeah. I remember I was just a loner, hanging on a corner. Now take a look at me, I'm big bossin', steady stacking chips. Never thought that I would see this shit. Now I'm on top permanently, but I stay in the streets, and I won't stop bringing that heat. It's my dream. Say it's my dream. Ooh.
Late nights on the corner, crooked had him a dream. To drive him a room 5, call it Adam Levine. Never mismanage the green, cause that's vanishing cream. I grind all night, and my man a machine. I dream big like I was Kareem Biggs. In my dreams, all I seen was whips and mean cribs. Love my mama, cause look what she did. On her knees like, please God, can you help me feed these kids? To my deadbeat father, crooked's your child. You didn't raise me, you crazy. Look at me now, it's like I'm solar. Every day your son's gonna come up. Pops, if money talks, my pockets won't shut up. Gotta work hard just to reach what you desire. If you're like me, then I'm preaching to the choir. Yeah. Amen. In my region, I'm Messiah. Eastsider, I'm the reason Long Beach is on fire.
I remember I was just a loner, hanging on a corner. Now take a look at me.
Look at me.
Big bossing, steady stacking chips. Never thought that I would see this shit. Now I'm on top permanently, but I stay in the streets, and I won't stop bringing that heat. It's my dream, you know it's my dream. Say it's my dream, let's believe it's my dream.
I had a dream I would win it all, but when you haters get involved, you be dreaming and praying to see a nigga fall. Wait a minute, y'all. I'm getting paper from Cali to Senegal. Then I spend it all in the mall. I'm the rapper that the hood like to talk about. The one the onliners would love to write a blog about. Fill a chat log about. Cats want a beef in my city. What's that all about? Later, I'm...
Wow. Okay. What am I doing? What up, folks? Fight the Power Radio, KCTY. We're back online. Our guests, Yahweh, Jesus Christ, Brian, and Pamela. This has been a... We've covered a lot of stuff, but there's certainly a lot more to cover next week. And we're going to try to conclude a little bit of this. I know Ariel had a great time in here. We learned a lot. This brought up a lot of questions. That's what Fight the Power is about thought-provoking radio, pushing the boundaries, and try to find out really what's going on. Okay. So what did you think, Ariel?
It was all good. You know, people have their different views and things.
Brian, Pamela.
Okay, we're back.
I understand. I understand.
This was Ariel's first time on the radio, guys. How about that? Let's give it up. All right. On with Jesus Christ.
All right, Yahweh.
Yahweh. Ariel, that's pretty awesome. I appreciate your time, Pamela. Yahweh. Are you with us? Okay. Well, we're going to do part two next week. How can we conclude this and set it up for a good, to set up and make even more progress next week?
Very good.
Well, how about an outline for the show? Devise an outline of what inquiries.
Well, we don't want to get to that, but we like to do that over the air. We like to outline that over the air a little bit. But we want to at least set it up that we can cover a little more details about what is currently going on, some of the governmental issues that we're facing, and how the people can change these things, how we can take action. Whether or not you believe Brian is the incarnation of Jesus Christ, that's yet to be determined. But what can we do to feel that we're doing something, that we have the choice to change our society, to change our world, and not only just a choice but a responsibility.
Lance, it's all going to come through America.
That's it. It's okay. Leaning on the USA for us to, you know, the whole world is right now.
Well, there's two things you can do in America that will make a change, and that is to, everyone, activate their straw man and get it back. And number two, start introducing the cures I've got for you for all diseases, which we've been doing up in New Guinea for nearly 2 years. We cure cancer, we cure malaria, we cure AIDS.
There's cures for all these diseases.
We're curing them at the moment up in New Guinea.
Excellent. Okay, we want to get a little more information on that, obviously, so we can verify some of those things. But I appreciate you guys' time. Yahweh.
I appreciate it.
Ariel.
Yeah. And there's also a site called www.strawmanburns.com, which has a compilation of information. It's very important to look at. It's a video with text put in by Yahweh with connections to other sites to explain the banking system, how you can redeem your straw man. Are you still there?
Right, we're here.
Okay, how you can redeem your straw man. And remember this, for every soldier that dies in any of these conspired wars that are created from both sides by the regime of the fallen angels, and the fallen angels are demonic spirits that have possessed people, okay? So according to Yahweh, there are about a third of the people in the world that are demon-possessed. Okay.
That's a lot of demons, demon-possessed people. What's that, 2.5, 2 1/3 billion? We got 2.3 billion demons running around. It makes sense. It makes sense.
Well, yes. Yeah. But www.strawmanburns.com, and explains part of the New Guinea cures going on in the Rothschild banking system, the, you know, Prince Charles, his role in all of this. If you mind, the role Prince Charles, he's a little proud. He's down with the Luther, push the devil. And
I mean the son, George.
And
George. I mean the
son, predominantly by the spirit of the devil.
He's possessed by the spirit.
Demonic spirits that can possess.
Cheney. The devil, straight up.
Well, he's possessed predominantly by the spirit of the devil.
So he's possessed by the spirit.
Demonic spirits that can possess people. There's also, that's why we're subject to Satan or Lucifer. Lucifer is the lead fallen angel. One third of the angels that fell from heaven were spiritual. That means that, remember when Jesus was on the earth, he had caution about the snares of the devil, Satan?
Right.
Okay? So, yeah, this is Yahweh, folks. And all you need to know, Ariel, is that you need to look, seek wisdom, seek truth, seek knowledge. And if you don't, you know, if you're not going to be that astute to go look at his videos at Michelle Nye on YouTube, or his archive documents at www.holyconspiracy.com, mm-hmm. or my site at Peace Now White Dove at myspace.com, which has some condensed information about what I've learned from him and the videos. But you need to seek truth. And obviously, the truth shall set you free.
The truth shall set you free. I looked at the... I'm very well versed on all these issues. I looked at your stuff. It's straight.
He is the creator, and I got news for you. There is a creator. He is the one. And you just need to look at the information, and it's irrefutable. But let me, first of all, before this conversation ends,
okay.
Janelle has been hanging on. That Janelle Golightly Marshall is the wife of Christ Yahweh in this timeline and preceding timeline. She was Martha Magdalene. She is on the line, and I'd appreciate it if you could somehow let her have a word, please.
Sure.
And I'm going to bow out, but my phone line is still open, okay? And everybody have a wonderful evening, and let's work to change things. You can always change destiny.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pamela. Janelle?
Are you there? Janelle?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have you got something to say to Lance before he closes down?
Well, I can always say something to Pamela.
All right.
We're breaking... Yahweh, we're breaking up a little bit on there. Yahweh. You're listening to KCTY.org. Folks, I so much want to hear you. Hopefully it's coming through. There we go.
I understood that Jesus, the first time
Janelle, how does it feel? I mean, how do you feel being the wife of Jesus? I mean, that's...
Janelle, listen. Janelle. Lance just said something. What was that, Lance?
You know, quite honestly, I was going to ask Janelle, how is Jesus around the house? Is he a good husband? I mean, you know, that's a question people want to... I mean, it's somewhat funny, but it's a very serious question as well.
Yes,
you know,
again,
it can't be easy being Jesus' wife. I think we're having a little problem with Janelle's phone there. I don't know. Is she on a separate line?
You're breaking up. The transmission is quite bad.
Well, we're going to clear all that up next week. We got part two. We barely touched the surface, folks. I'm telling you, this is a historic event we're doing here. Brian.
Yeah, you're breaking up, Lance.
Okay, let's conclude this next week, folks. This is Fight the Power Radio. Brian, Pamela, thank you guys so much. We have barely touched the surface of this. We're going to go even further next week. KCTY, Long Beach City College Radio.
All right.
This is what they want, huh? This is what it's all about. Wow, time to take affirmative action, son. They just don't understand, you know what I mean? Niggas coming sideways, thinking something sweet, man. You know what I mean? Niggas don't understand the four devils. Lust.